Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Hollenbeck as we talk about performance beef. Back with Jim in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council, Cattlemen's Beef Board. They've got their plan of work laid out for them here for the new fiscal year. Tell us more.
Yes, it's a plan of work for the National Checkoff, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $38.9 million into checkoff programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during fiscal year 2022. Five of the key areas funded include $9.5 million for promotion program, which encompasses the popular Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. In research, $8.8 million was approved for programs focused on nutrition, sustainability, product quality, and consumer perceptions. The Consumer Information Programs was funded to the tune of $7.6 million for efforts including national consumer public relations. $8.4 million was approved for international marketing of U.S. beef, focused on 13 regions representing more than 90 countries around the world. For the complete list of national checkoff efforts in 2022, check out drivingdemandforbeef.com.
We're continuing our conversation today with Jim Hollenbeck, who's a cattle producer from northeastern Oklahoma up in Jay. He has a backgrounding stocker operation with his wife. And a couple of years ago, he integrated performance beef into his cattle operation. And he says it was a great decision. Here's more of our conversation with Jim about how performance beef has worked for him.
Sounds like there's a lot of opportunities to manage with performance beef to improve your operation, improve your efficiency and effectiveness in what you're doing.
Yeah, it's like I said, it makes our life simpler and easier, still real accurate on all the information that it gathers. And, you know, the guys that work for us, it's pretty easy for them to input that into the system. And whenever they feed, like I said, all they've got to do after they get done, because it Bluetooths to your iPhone or your iPad, is they just got to hit confirm at the end of every one of those pins, or after they mix an ingredient, just hit confirm, and then it captures all that data, which helps manage all your inventory, sends you an email that you know whenever you need to go ahead and reorder your distiller's grain or your corn or mineral or whatever that is. So that makes it makes it more efficient for us.
The walk through this, the journey that you've taken to get into performance beef and then learn how to fully utilize it to your best advantage. What advice would you have for cattle producers thinking about trying to get into this type of a technological advance for their operation?
Well, it probably sounds more complicated than it is. It takes a little while to be able to learn the system, but it's just not that complicated, not as complicated as I was afraid it was going to be whenever we first got into it, because it's got to be something that our employees can use. It's got to be something that I can get my mind wrapped around. And I, you know, after using it for, I don't know, we've probably been on it for 2.5 years now, it's just really comes second nature, but it's not complicated to get up and started and running, and you just learn as you use it. But I would consider it really user friendly.
As you've been able to watch these various pens of cattle you have you been able to, does that give you a leg up on really determining the various cattle that you've brought in from maybe different locations, or which ones are best for your operation?
Yeah, absolutely. So that was kind of one of the problems we had in our operation before. We could have some pretty accurate information, but it wasn't in a format that was just really easily retrieved. So we could have this information from a set of cattle that we'd bought from 3 years ago, but you know, when it was time to maybe look at buying those cattle again, it wasn't just real accessible to us. And that's what I can pull up a set of cattle that we'd bought 2 years ago, see exactly how those cattle performed, see what the average daily gain was, see how we got those cattle sold. And that definitely has been a plus, because we kind of have a tendency to do similar things over and over. So we hope, you know, that this kind of helps us get to be better managers by looking at what we've done in the past and help predict the future.
Background stocker operator Jim Hollenbeck out of Jay, Oklahoma. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.